sunshine. Give me a do. Give me something simple and true. All I need is sunshine and a cool, refreshing Mountain Dew. So give me my good friends. Give me a do.
Grab some friends and an ice cold Mountain Dew today.
Mountain Dew.
Thanks very much for your time. The Joy Business Report is brought to you.
Give me a mountain with lots to do. Give me the sunshine, give me a dew. Give me something simple and true. All I need is sunshine and a cool, refreshing Mountain Dew. So give me my good friends, give me a dew.
Grab some friends and an ice-cold Mountain Dew today.
Mountain Dew.
By Ecobank, the Pan-African Bank, and Imperial General Assurance Solid Protection. I am Pius Kujobaka, and looking at our stories. Spending by Ghanaians traveling within the country reached 6.59 billion cedis in 2023, buoyed by strong same-day and overnight trips that supported transport operators, accommodation providers, and local businesses. And that's according to the Domestic and Outbound Tourism Survey released by the Ghana Statistical Service. Dr. Alhassan Idrisu is the government statistician.
6.6 million visitors, or 43%, embarked on same-day visit, and 8.8 million, or 57%, embarked on overnight. Secondly, the total spending on domestic tourism amounted to 6.6 billion Ghana cedis. And of this amount, 1.8 billion Ghana cedis, or 27%, was on same-day visit, and 4.8 billion Ghana cedis, or 73%, was on overnight visits. The main purpose for traveling for both same-day and overnight domestic tourism was to visit friends and relatives and travel for funeral, implying that social and cultural factors largely underpin domestic tourism.
Dr. Alhassan Idrisu is the government statistician. Still in the hospitality sector, the managing director of Labadi Beach Hotel, David Idwafu, is projecting a positive outturn for hoteliers in the festive season. Speaking to Joy Business ahead of the season, Mr. Idwafu said there must be the deliberate effort to continue to project Ghana as a holiday destination in Ghana.
For us in hospitality, if our infrastructure is developed well and we have what it takes to attract the international community, Ghana is one of the best destinations. Because one, Ghana is peaceful. Politically, Ghana is stable. The people are friendly. Of course, we have a very great culture. We have different tourist attractions that if they are developed, we will stand toe-to-toe with the so-called tourist country or tourism or tourist destinations in other parts of the world. We stand a good chance of getting those business in Ghana here. If we do it properly, let me take just conferencing or the MICE business, meetings, incentives.
And to some other stories, oil marketing companies are projecting further decline in fuel prices at the pumps in the coming weeks. Prices of petroleum products are set to drop by as much as 4% per litre from today. However, there are concerns about whether the drop will be short-lived. But the oil marketing companies have stated that as long as the city remains fairly stable, prices could drop again next month. Gabriel Kumi is the board chairman of the Chamber of Oil Marketing Companies.
Once the city begins to depreciate, you can then expect that price of petroleum products will eventually go up. This year, they have done well. Let's face it. Keeping the city under 13, 12, at the point it's always been 10, it's been good, but more work needs to be done to make it more stable. And for us, the factor that really almost immediately affects the price of petroleum products is the city. So once the city depreciates, you can expect that the next window prices are going to go up. With international price of crude oil and finished product, those ones we don't have any control. So we only have to go by what's available to us. But we have control over our own currency to do more to stabilize the city. Once the city is stabilized, we are able to really plan and plan into the future.
Gabriel Kumi is the board chairman of the Chamber of Oil Marketing Companies. Now, the Ghana Mine Workers Union has petitioned management of BCM Ghana Limited, demanding the immediate payment of end-of-contract benefits for over 700 of its members and former employees. The contracts were terminated over 10 months ago, leaving the workers without the rightful benefits. Speaking to Joy Business, General Secretary of the Ghana Mine Workers Union of TUC, Mumin Abdul Gwana, said The union has been in talks with BCM Ghana Limited, but the company has failed to meet its obligations.
This is an employment protection that we put into the collective agreement, and it is time BCM complies fully with that provision. To the extent that they fail to comply, we are going to have series of actions of this nature. To, as a matter of agency, demand that they have full compliance of the agreement that we entered. Well, their response, in our view, has been quite lackadaisical. Lackadaisical in the sense that there hasn't been any sense of agency. For the past 10 months, they haven't actually come out with any kind of updates to demonstrate to us their preparedness to settle this obligation. And so it is pretty clear that this is an employer that is deliberately trying to check its responsibility. And once the laws are clear, once the agreement that we entered into with them is very clear, what we are going to do is to demand and demand and demand and demand until they comply fully with the agreement.
Mumen Abdul-Gbana is the General Secretary of the Ghana Mine Workers Union of TUC. Now, economist Professor Eric Osesigbe has expressed concern about the sharp decline in Ghana's inflation rate, warning that while the development is positive, it must be carefully managed. Speaking to Joy Business, Professor Osesigbe noted that a rapid drop in inflation could pose risks if not supported by the right fiscal and monetary policies.
Well, that is also a concern that, you know, perhaps it has come too early than the market, you know, expects. But, well, we are all looking to bring in inflation down. Who doesn't want low prices? Everyone wants to experience low and stable prices. So if it is within the range, that is good. What matters most is how to keep it within the band. Okay, how sustainable this is going to be. And for it to be sustainable, it means that both the central, the monetary authority, that's the central bank, and then the fiscal side, the government, must ensure that they maintain a very prudent, you know, policy. More contractionary a policy to ensure that we keep inflation within that range, not moving into the expansionary era where the government begins to spend, you know, without recourse to the monetary.
You heard economist Professor Eric Osesigbe. You're still listening to the Joy Business Report. The chief executive of the Venture Capital and Private Equity Association, Amajampo, has underscored the strategic role of venture capital in addressing the challenge of access of long-term finance. Speaking to Joy Business at the association's members and partners cocktail soiree in Accra, she highlighted how venture capital providers provides the kind of sustainable financing to also help in job creation.
The job creation is undeniable. So that we have domestic capital that we are sitting on, we know that we have a young population. And without actually creating the jobs for young people to get salaried work and contribute towards the government's coffers as taxpayers, as pension fund contributors, we will be in trouble in the future based on our demographics and the lack of opportunity. So our firms, private equity and venture capital firms, are really critical players in the marketplace if we really are serious about answering the question, how are we going to solve this unemployment crisis?
Amajampo is the Chief Executive Officer of Venture Capital and Private Equity Association. Today on Money Lab, we learn why it is important to apportion incomes to savings and investments. Take a listen.
Hi. Welcome to Money Lab. My name is Paul Manti, Managing Director of EDC, a member of the Ecobank Group. We have been discussing personal finance, and today I want to give you a strategy that can help you find the money to invest, and that is paying yourself every month. You see, there is a law called the Parkinson Law. The Parkinson Law states that no matter how much you earn, you will always adjust your lifestyle to match your salary. If you don't learn to save and invest out of what you earn today, believe you me, if the salary is increased, it will make any difference. What is the strategy? I recommend the 10-20-70 principle. If you believe in tithing, you pay your tithe of 10%. If you don't, give 10% to society. But minimum of 20% of whatever you earn must be invested for your future. Minimum 20% must be invested for your future. Anybody who can adapt this strategy can gain financial freedom, financial independence. Accounts have a proverb. They say, only the wise bite bones out of eggs. Onyan senino dikosio bodum pewum. Many thanks for making time for Money Lab. Financial independence is indeed possible.
That's it for the Joy Business Report, brought to you by Ecobank, the Pan-African Bank, and Imperial General Assurance Solid Protection. This festive season, bills shouldn't scare you because you can enjoy free cash from Ecobank in the 5-star enjoyment promo. Simply deposit in multiples of 400 cedis or take a loan in multiples of 4,000 cedis to build points and enter a draw for a chance to win your share of 1.5 million cedis in cash and prizes, including a one-year insurance cover, gift vouchers, and multiples of 10,000 cedis. There is more. Customer transacts with the Ecobank card or use the digital platforms enjoy up to 15% discount on rides, experiences, events, and more. Don't miss out. Tap into Vibes and be one of the 10,000 lucky winners in the Ecobank 5-star enjoyment promo. Deposit more, enjoy more. Promo runs from now till the 31st of January 2026. Terms and conditions apply. This promo is supervised by the NLA on the Caritas platform. Ecobank will never ask for your PIN or password. When in doubt, call 0800-003-225. 0800-003-225 for assistance. Ecobank, the Pan-African Bank. I am Pius Kojubaka. Thanks very much.
Give me a mountain with lots to do. Give me the sunshine. Give me a dew. Give me something simple and true. All I need is sunshine and a cool, refreshing mountain dew. So give me my good friends. Give me a dew.
Grab some friends and an ice cold Mountain Dew today.
Mountain Dew.